Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you, but I do know it's the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Call me. Let's talk about what happened over the week and the weekend in sports. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so a few things on my mind, obviously, that I want to start off the show with and just kind of tease and put them out there for you, the listener, the fan, to jump in and get involved as much as possible, to be quite honest with you. NFL football, as we know, it's getting closer and closer and closer. And the truth is there are so many storylines in the NFL, from Andrew Luck coming back to the way that Carson Wentz has looked this week. People are really excited about him, and rightfully so. You should be. The Philadelphia Eagles are a good football team, and we know what Carson Wentz was doing before he went down last season. Major League Baseball, man, I'll tell you what, there are certain teams that are definitely separating themselves a little bit from the rest of the pack, and obviously, most notably, the Boston Red Sox. Just incredible how those guys are 40-plus games over 500. Just unbelievable, and the Baltimore Orioles, for that matter, being 41 and a half games or so back is also somewhat crazy, all in that same division. But a lot of good baseball in the American League, to be quite honest with you. National League do have to figure out a way to get themselves on that same page. But tons to talk about, and believe me, I'm going to start out with some NFL on the other side. Like I said, just so much to get into in the NFL with Andrew Luck coming back, feeling good. Everybody loves the way that he's looking at Indianapolis. And then obviously Carson Wentz, the way that he's going. And thinking about that, just all the quarterbacks that have moved all over the place. So a lot to get into, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. I am Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Four wide, including the tight end, Braid, slot left. Snap on the far left hash. Winston fades back, has the football twice, fires end zone, and finds his target, touchdown, Cameron Braid.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff, running right, sprints it to the second level, across the 40, 45, 50, now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks the tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Woo, it's going to be good.
That's it's right around the corner. We can't get enough of it, as we all know. 1-800-878-7529. A couple great clips there. Obviously, I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, interesting situation there, obviously, with their quarterback, Jameis Winston, and his inability to make good decisions off the field. I mean, I've always thought the guy had a lot of talent, believe me, but you also have to know how to lead those people off the field as well as you do on the field. And truth be told, I'm not overly impressed with what he's done in the NFL so far. And then the Saints, man, Drew Brees, what can we say about that guy? We all know it's a quarterback's league. We know it. I'm going to keep it in the NFC, by the way. Just kind of go through that because, believe me, there's plenty to talk about. In Arizona, you have the return of David Johnson. How does that affect their offense? You've got a young Josh Rosen who wants to get in there and play, but obviously Sam Bradford is going to have the nod for a while. The Rams just signed Todd Gurley, that big contract extension, setting a precedent, if you ask me, about how maybe the future will look for running backs if you are one of the best in the game. So I think it's a huge statement that the Los Angeles Rams have made in paying Todd Gurley and giving him that $45 million guaranteed, man. I mean, it's just, wow. It's never been done before as far as the running back position goes. So I think there's a new standard. San Francisco, we all know it's about Jimmy G. I mean, that guy has literally taken this NFL by storm. I mean, very good, at least on the small sample that we've seen of what this kid can do. And then those Seahawks, man. I know they have Russell Wilson, and I love Russell Wilson. But they have lost so many pieces to that puzzle. So I'm a little concerned at the direction with the Seattle Seahawks. Just as an objective guy. I'm not a fan. As we all know, Green Bay Packers, baby. Till the day I die. But I do have to be objective about sports, and I talk about sports. I talk about all these teams. I think the NFC West is probably the Rams to lose. I think the Arizona Cardinals and their fans would have something else to say about that. I'm not so sure if I'm on that wagon yet. But I do like David Johnson coming back. But I'm also wondering how the Todd Gurley situation affects him. Because as we know, he was holding out. And now he's back, and everybody feels good about everything here, which is where I live in Arizona, by the way. So these teams are near and dear to my heart. But I'm not a homer by any means. I'm objective. And when we stink, I let you know we stink. When we're good, I'm going to say, yeah, we're good. But I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, you have a new coach, Steve Wilks, obviously. So there's a lot of different moving parts that are new here with the Arizona Cardinals. And then you had the off-field problems, Seals Jones getting in trouble, Steve Keim, your general manager, having DUI issues. So I think that the offseason has been eventful in a bad way for the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams have made all kinds of moves. Brought guys in, spent a lot of money. So I think that literally this is the Rams division. Will the 49ers play some role in, you know, making it a little bit more difficult? Will the Cardinals? Will Seattle? Sure, I mean, a little bit. But hands down, I think the Rams are the class of the division. All right, let's talk NFC South real quick. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Which, by the way, we heard those two clips. Maybe I should have started there. Oh, well. I'm back there. It's an interesting division. I mean, you do have three pretty solid quarterbacks. Breeze, Cam, and obviously Matty Ice. But there's some problems with the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones wants to get paid more money. And here's the way I look at it. When you make a contract, you should honor it. And if it isn't honored by you, then your team is really stepping up and making you understand that they want you there for a long, long time. When you're getting paid again before your contract is over. Remember how I said that. I think the Carolina Panthers will be good, though. I really do. I think that, you know, they started turning the corner toward the end of the season. New Orleans Saints, I love the makeup, obviously. I mean, Drew Brees, what's not to like about him, right? What's not to like about him? Their running game last year, I think, was much improved. Kamara made a big difference. And now he's one of those guys that people are expecting big things out of once again. And then again, like I said, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, I don't know what to expect. I think they're a little bit lost. I really do. I think they're a little lost. I can't wait to talk about the NFC North and the NFC East. Look, the Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, I think that they're the class of that division. Detroit may play a little bit of a factor here. And then you have the Bears, who are definitely on the outside looking in. And if you're a Bear fan, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me why it will be different, because I don't believe so. I believe this is a Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings battle, but the Detroit Lions may have something to say about it. Matty Stafford, obviously Aaron Rodgers, and then the new guy, Kirk Cousins, who's come over from Washington to the Minnesota Vikings. And to me, the Minnesota Vikings have to get to the Super Bowl this year or next year, because you got to the NFC Championship game last year. So if you take a backward step, well, then what the heck were you doing giving Kirk Cousins, I think, $84 million guaranteed and changing things? And again, was Case Keenum a one-hit wonder? So there's a lot of questions. They do have Delvin Cook coming back, which I like. And by the way, their running game wasn't bad, the Minnesota Vikings last year. It was pretty good. And their defense, we all know about that. So I think they're in a good position, don't get me wrong. But the Green Bay Packers have that bad man returning, Aaron Rodgers, who is, if not the best, maybe the second best quarterback player in the NFL right now. So I look at it, and I think it's a two-team race in the NFC North. Green Bay, Minnesota, or Minnesota, Green Bay, however you want to put it. Does Detroit play a factor in it? Are they good enough to get three teams into the playoffs? I don't know. I think the NFC is going to be really good. I really do. Obviously, we'll have to talk about the Cowboys and the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins when we come back on the other side. But I got to take a quick break. Get at me, people. It's 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But you're hanging out on the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
They fake it to him. Rodgers plants the feet. Now it's able to go downfield, and it's a connection. Jordy Nelson, players slipping everywhere. If he can get it in gear, he can take it home. And he's out of bounds at about the two.
Looking. Drops it off. Caught. Jamaba. First down, UCLA, and he gets out of bounds. And he rolls it, fakes the spike. And it ends up touchdown. Whoa! Jordan Lasley.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Second, and the Red Sox capitalize on the error, and Bogaerts, a shot down the line, has given the Red Sox a 2-1 lead.
Now ready. The 2-2 pitch. There's a drive deep right. Cubs win! Cubs win! On a grand slam by Hayward!
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
That is just a fact of life.
That's right, baby. That's the facts of life, man. I'm here. I'm waiting for your calls at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so you heard the clips, Boston and the Cubs. Man, oh, man, both those teams not playing too shabby at this point, to be quite honest with you. The Red Sox, wow, 74-33. And we're going to get into the standings in just a moment, but I do want to run through some scores from some of the action that happened over the weekend and get you some scores from Sunday. Orioles on top of the Rays, 11-5. Like I said, those Boston Red Sox just keep winning 3-0 over the Twins, who have been a huge disappointment this year. Let's be quite honest with you. The Royals go down to the Yankees 6-3, and we'll see if they can continue their winning ways. No Aaron Judge in that lineup, and we'll see. I think they have plenty to get by, so I wouldn't be too worried if you're a Yankee fan. Indians over the Tigers. They got to show me something, by the way, the Indians. I'm not that impressed. Maybe they're bored with the regular season. I don't know, but I'm not seeing that magic that we saw from them, a team last year that won 20-some-odd games in a row. So I haven't yet seen the Indians break out. But, again, a lot of moves have been made by a lot of teams, so we'll see how all that stuff plays out. Phillies go down to the Reds 4-0, and that's not good because, obviously, they got the Braves right on their tails, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Marlins 5-0 over the Nationals, who continue to struggle. That may be the biggest story in Major League Baseball. The fact that the Nationals are just not that good, and they have all kinds of talent, and they have all kinds of guys, some names, but they're not delivering. Dodgers lose to the Braves. I talked about that just a moment ago, which was not good for the Phillies. Braves win 4-1 over the Dodgers. That's good for the Diamondbacks, by the way, because I thought that they did win 5-4. I'll get to that in a moment, though. Mets on top of the Pirates, who have been playing a lot better baseball as of late. They win 1-0. That was obviously a pitcher's duel. Blue Jays 7-4 over the White Sox. Rangers get it done over the Astros, who are a good baseball team, let's be honest, man. And again, we'll get into some of the standings, but The Rangers do get it done, 4-3 over the Astros. Athletics go down to the Rockies. They got to continue their winning ways. The Rockies, that is, obviously because of the fact of the Dodgers and how they're playing and how they've obviously come on in that division race quite a bit. Mariners, who are playing well too, they beat the Angels, who I don't know, man. What's up there? You got to blow it up. You have to blow it up. It's over. It's done. They just can't get it done. I'm sorry. Giants beat the Brewers. Not good for the Brewers. They got to keep pace with the Cubs, obviously. Giants 8-5. And that's interesting, too, because the Giants are in that race, too. And believe me, again, like I said, after I get through the scores, I'm going to go through the standings. I think the National League West is the best race out of all of them, to be quite honest with you. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, and the Giants all very close to each other. So the most intriguing division as far as the race to win that division. Cubs, like I said, they're playing a lot better. They got the victory over the Cardinals 5-2. So those are your scores from Sunday in Major League Baseball. Now I want to get to some of the standings, like I said. The Red Sox, 74-33. 74-33. I don't see this team taking their foot off the pedal either. I just don't see it. Yankees are 5.5 back of them, 67-37. And then there's a major drop-off in that division. Nothing else worth talking about. In the Central, you have the Cleveland Indians, who, again, like I said, I'm not overly impressed with the way that they've played the season. Are they kind of sleepwalking through the regular season? Are they a team that's built for playoff success? Maybe. Time will tell. They're going to win their division because the Twins are absolutely just a disappointment. Total disappointment. People had high hopes for them. 8 games under 500. Detroit, no good. White Sox, no good. Kansas City, no good. All right, so here's another division that I do think is somewhat fun. And that's the American League West, where you have the Astros, you have the Mariners, and then obviously you have the Athletics. I don't know if either one of those teams wind up winning that division. I'm talking about Seattle and Oakland. But it's good for Houston that they have to play this competitive baseball within their own division. I think that bodes well for them. We all know that Houston's a good baseball team. And you hear me say this week in and week out. There's 3 to 5 pretty good baseball teams in the American League. And one team that is superior for sure. And that's the Boston Red Sox, as we all know. But I do think it pays dividends for the Houston Astros to have the Mariners, who are only 4 back, and have the Athletics, who are only 6 back, which, by the way, they've lost 3 straight. So Oakland was well on their way to making this a very interesting race. And I'm not saying that they won't. I hope they do. So the American League West, that's the division to watch out for, if you ask me, and see how everything plays out in the American League. Real quickly, let's shift over to the National League. Like I said, the Philadelphia Phillies leading the East, Atlanta, 1.5 now back of them, the Nationals 6 back. And if the Nationals don't make a move, I really think that disappointment sets in and you're just wondering, scratching your head, like going, what do we do here? Because we have all these names and we spent a lot of money, but we're not getting the results. Cubs and the Brew Crew both have 61 wins, leading the National League, by the way, with victories. And the Brewers are 1.5 back of the Cubbies right now. Hope this is a fun race. Pittsburgh, they've been playing better, so hopefully they can continue. I think St. Louis is going to fall off. I mean, they've already started to fall off. So let's see how Pittsburgh can get that little push going. Let's see how the Brewers respond. Let's see how the Cubs respond. So I think that's a okay division as far as the race. You've got a two-team race. Philadelphia and Atlanta, relatively a two-team race. Nationals have to make up some ground. Brewers a game and a half back of the Cubs. They're right there. Pittsburgh, seven games back. You got to make up some ground. Same thing with the Cardinals, who are eight games back. All right, so this is the most intriguing to me. Dodgers leading the National League West at 59 and 47. And the thing that's surprising about that is they haven't taken this division by storm like they did last year, and then it got interesting because the Diamondbacks got hot toward the end of the year. But they haven't taken this division by storm. The D-backs are a half a game back. The Rockies are a game back. And then, like I said, the San Francisco Giants, well, they're six and a half games back. So this is the best race as far as it goes in all of Major League Baseball. This division is the most intriguing as far as who will get out of it as far as the winner of this division. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'll probably get back into the NFL. There's a lot to get into, so I will absolutely get back into the NFL. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This one out to center field. Kike Hernandez backing up at the track, at the wall, and it's off the wall. Ahmed rounding second. He heads for third. Tony Parascica going to wave him home. Here's the relay, and he is in there. Nick Ahmed goes all the way around, and it's 1-0 D-back.
Swing and a high drive. Deep right field. Back to the track, to the wall. Nico is done.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteedRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Left, single receiver right. Bortles back in the shotgun, but Fournette to his right. He wants the snap. He's got it. Bortles back. Survey steps up. He throws to the end zone. Tip, and it is caught for the touchdown. Jalen Strong off the tip ball made a diving play in the middle of the end zone.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, my people, welcome back. Get at me. Let's talk 1-800-878-7529. Carson Wentz, Blake Bortles, you got to love those guys, man. They obviously, Carson Wentz was instrumental in the Philadelphia Eagles and their success. Wasn't the guy to get it all the way done for them and lead them to that Super Bowl victory, but we all know how effective he was and how good he was when he was on the field when he was healthy. And then Blake Bortles, wow. I don't think people – I know people didn't expect that. Not I think. I know. Truth be told, he exceeded expectations 100%. And now that becomes something that they have moving into this year. We'll get into them in just a moment, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we'll get to the AFC. I think I left off with the NFC East. So I'll finish that one real quickly. Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. And this is fitting, too, because you had the highlight from Carson Wentz, too. So the truth of the matter is yes, I like the Philadelphia Eagles once again in that division. However, I do think the Giants will be a lot better, a lot better. That's one of those interesting situations where you could go from worst to first. But they're going to have to get through the Philadelphia Eagles, who are a very good football team. Doug Peterson's done a great job. Done a great job. And again, Carson Wentz, with the way that he's come back very early in the surgery, everybody thinks he'll be ready for week one. So then the question becomes, what happens with Nick Foles? Do you wait and trade him at some point throughout the year when you kind of see what your needs are? And you obviously see how Carson Wentz is developing and coming back. I think that's a probably pretty safe bet. But I think the Giants with Saquon Barkley, man, that's going to make things pretty good for Eli Manning. I really do. Washington Redskins, what will Alex Smith bring to the table? That's the question. I mean, he never was able to win there in Kansas City when you think about it. So what does he bring to the table for the Washington Redskins? Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. No more Jason Witten, by the way. He's now in the booth. So I think this division is definitely the Philadelphia Eagles to lose, but Giants should be better. And then what about the Redskins and the Cowboys? All right, let's move over to the AFC. And again, if you want to get in on the conversation, get at me. Simple, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. And by the way, I'm always here on Sunday nights. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Going to the wee hours of the night. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions. All right, let's hit the AFC. And let's start in the South because I love that division this year. With the return of Andrew Luck and the return of Deshaun Watson, who was so electric last season. And probably the MVP. Definitely the Rookie of the Year before he winds up getting hurt. And again, to me, the most electrifying guy in the NFL, at least last season. Andrew Luck coming back, you have to be excited about that. You have to be. I've been watching Andrew Luck for a long time. I think he's incredibly smart. I think he's incredibly gifted. And I think he's been incredibly unfortunate to have some problems with his throwing arm. So hopefully he's healthy. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a great defense. And Blake Bortles, like I said, he exceeded expectations majorly last season. So their high hopes coming into this season, to me, are warranted. They really are. They're warranted. The Tennessee Titans, I'm scratching my head a little bit about them. Because I look at this division and I think it's going to be highly competitive. Highly competitive. Which team could take a step back? To me, it's the Tennessee Titans. I don't trust Mariota. I don't trust him. So if there's a team in this division that I think has something to worry about a little bit, as far as their progress, as far as them continuing to compete for playoff spots, that's the Tennessee Titans. Excited about Andrew Luck. Really excited. Excited about Deshaun Watson. That may be the best division in all of football. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, let's hit the AFC West real quickly. I think the Raiders have some interesting problems going on. As far as I know, as far as what I've heard, Mac and John Gruden have not really spoken, and that's their linebacker who's really good and wants to get paid. I think it's important to have the lines of communication wide open. And I think it's important because if you don't understand where each other's coming from, well, then how do you fix the problem? Makes it pretty difficult. The Chargers, everybody thinks the Chargers every year. Oh, the Chargers are going to be really good. They're going to be really good. They got Phillip Rivers, one of the best quarterbacks, never to win anything. So I'm not as high on the Chargers as a lot of people are. I'm really looking at this division, and I don't know. I don't know who stands out. I mean, you would think it would be the Raiders, but with all the turmoil and the way that they played last season, you're kind of left scratching your head. There's nobody that really jumps out at me here. The Denver Broncos, they've got issues. The Kansas City Chiefs have gotten rid of Alex Smith, and now they've given the reins to Patrick Mahomes, who has a cannon of an arm. We all know that. But I also know that in the NFL, there's something called growing pains. And you have to learn how to play this game at a very high level. Hopefully, he learned some things from Alex Smith, which I'm sure he did. And they do have a lot of things in place, the Kansas City Chiefs, like a running game with Kareem Hunt, like with their wide receiving core and obviously, they're pretty good tight end. So I do think that Patrick Mahomes is in a decent position to actually have some success. It'll be interesting, though, because nobody really stands out to me there. Let's move on to the North. AFC North, that is. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Cleveland, by the way, what the hell is Jarvis Landry talking about? Saying that he thinks that the Cleveland Browns have Super Bowl potential and that they could get there? Dude, you have to win a game before you start talking about Super Bowl. You have to make the playoffs. You have to have some improvement before you start talking about Super Bowls. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. And again, you have a rookie quarterback, Baker Mayfield, who you are trusting is going to be a guy that can turn your franchise around. Tough task. Really tough task. The Bengals, I don't know what's up with them either, man. They fire a guy, they don't fire the guy. I'm talking about Marv Lewis. So I don't see those teams from Ohio being much of a factor. Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers. I like the Steelers. I think this is once again the Steelers division. Big Ben, still an elite quarterback, man. I don't think you want him throwing the ball 50 times a game or anything like that. Le'Veon Bell will be ready to go. We all know that. He just keeps skipping things, but he'll be ready to go. And if you ask me, I think it somewhat hurt their chemistry a little bit last year. And I know it's easy to say now, but, you know, at the end of the day, these are your brothers, man. These are the guys you go to do battle with each and every Sunday. And if he isn't taking the reps with you along the way, I think there's something to that. And I think it's somewhat troublesome. So this may be their last crack at putting it all together, to be honest with you. It very, very, very well may be Pittsburgh's last crack at putting it all together and coming through, getting out of the AFC. Which leads us to the AFC East, which has been a joke of a division for the New England Patriots for many, many years, probably two decades. Jets have a new quarterback. Everybody likes him and has been impressed with Donald. I don't know the Dolphins. I don't know if that's intriguing to anybody. They're like the best team in September. And then they're the worst team the rest of the way. If you look at the Miami Dolphins record in September, it's outstanding. Seriously, it's outstanding. But then look at them the rest of the way. Buffalo Bills. Again, this is a joke of a division. Just give it to the New England Patriots right now. No joke. Give it to the New England Patriots right now. Put them in the playoffs. Put them in the AFC championship game practically. I mean, when you play Buffalo twice, you play Miami twice, and you play the Jets twice, you're looking at least five victories. I'm sorry. That's maybe them losing one time somehow, some way. I think there's so many great storylines, by the way, too, with the NFL this year. You know, you have Aaron Rodgers coming back, all the quarterbacks that have moved around, David Johnson coming back, when, by the way, in 2016, he was one of, if not the best running backs around. So it'll be intriguing to see how he comes back. But so many great storylines, and I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I will come back and give you, obviously, my parting shots and my final thoughts about things, but man, oh man, the sports world, people, it just keeps on moving. It never stops. And that's what I love about it. And I always love talking to you here, obviously, on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Everybody, keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody.
Third and goal at the two. Lynch, the single back. Crabtree in motion on the right side. Carr in the gun. Shotgun snap. Sprint out to the right. Throws on the run for Crabtree. Caught it just across the goal line on the right front of the end zone for the touchdown. Carr sprinting to the right, finds Crabtree on the run, and the Raiders are an extra point away from tying it up with 10:35 to play in the fourth. Dallas 17, Oakland 16 for now.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal.
to the end zone, and right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Final time. I'm going to come to you here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Obviously, I'm going to give you my parting shot as I always do. But real quickly, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so in the last few moments that I have here, I just want to talk a little bit about the way that guys are able to come back. And when we talk about the NFL and the type of business that it is, it's very cutthroat. We all know that. Professional sports are cutthroat. It's really important to not come back from an injury too quickly. However, the other side of the coin and the other side of the equation is if you don't come back from that injury in a timely manner, well, somebody else may wind up getting your spot. So what I'm trying to say is the fact that guys like Andrew Luck and Carson Wentz are showing these signs is absolutely awesome. We should be so happy that we have two of the best guys out there in the NFL able to go back out there and perform for their teams at an extremely high level. So I'm all about guys coming back. I'm all about guys making a stand, and I'm all about giving guys second chances. And truth be told, it really stinks if you lose your job because of injury. Anyways, I do have to get rock and rolling. Got to thank Scott, obviously, for making it all possible. Great clips, MLB.com, NFL.com, you name it. We've always got you covered. So I'm Andy Dorf, and you've been listening to The Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll talk to you next week, everybody.